SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's a resounding no from the majority of Australia's voters rejecting the Indigenous voice to Parliament. It was the first referendum to be held in Australia for 24 years. In Tasmania, this woman says she voted no.
I've talked to a lot of people and I don't think this should have even been a thing. And it's very sad that it can't be just a unified group without having to separate them for their own. I don't think the Aboriginal community want that to happen.
And the majority of voters in Tasmania overwhelmingly agreed with that sentiment, as did all the other states and the Northern Territory. The ACT returned a majority yes vote. Yes campaigner Thomas Mayo says he's heartbroken.
We've put so much work into this, not just in recent times, not just the people in this room, but, you know, 70,000 volunteers around the country. Indigenous leadership, putting our faith in the Australian people and having a go. Decades of hard work and standing up for our rights as taking a real hit tonight.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has declared he accepts the result. He's made no concrete commitments but has promised to continue to be ambitious.
I absolutely respect the decision of the Australian people and the democratic process that has delivered it. When we reflect on everything happening in the world today, we can all give thanks that here in Australia we make the big decisions peacefully and as equals. There is a new national awareness of these questions. Let us channel that into a new sense of national purpose to find the answers.
The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, became emotional as she delivered these words directly to Australia's Indigenous people.
I know the last few months have been tough, but be proud of who you are. Be proud of your identity. Be proud of the 65,000 years of history and culture that you are part of, and your rightful place in this country. We will carry on, and we will move forward, and we will thrive. This is not the end of reconciliation. And in the months ahead, I will have more to say about our government's renewed commitment to closing the gap.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton says the no result is good for the country.
At all times in this debate, I've levelled my criticism at what I consider to have been a bad idea, to divide Australians based on their heritage or the time at which they came to our country. The Coalition, like all Australians, wants to see Indigenous disadvantage addressed. We just disagree on the voice being the solution. And while yes and no voters may hold differences of opinion, these opinions of difference do not diminish our love for our country or our regard for each other.
And Senator Jacinta Price says she welcomes the emphatic no vote.
They've said no to division within our constitution along the lines of race. They've said no to the gaslighting, to the bullying, to the manipulation. They've said no to grievance and the push from activists to suggest that we are a racist country when we are absolutely not a racist country.
You can stay informed on the reaction to the 2023 Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum result from across the SBS network, including First Nations perspectives through NITV. Visit the SBS Voice Referendum portal to access articles, videos and podcasts in over 60 languages, or stream the latest news and analysis, docos and entertainment for free at the Voice Referendum Hub on SBS On Demand. Greg Diet, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.